Well, now let's go to a country that you could say is Europe's California. Aggressive shutdown measures early on that have led to far fewer cases and deaths than neighboring areas. I'm talking about Greece, and NPR's Joanna Kakissis joins us from Athens. Hi, Joanna.
Hey, Jeremy.
So Greece has around 2,000 cases of coronavirus and about 100 deaths, compared with Italy with 165,000 cases and 21,000 deaths. What is the explanation for those numbers?
Well, you know, the Greek government saw the writing on the wall when it came to Italy. Italy's right next door, and it was so scary for the Greeks to see so much suffering there that the government decided early on that they had to take immediate, pretty drastic steps. They started closing down the country in phases early last month, shutting down schools, shutting down shops. And then we went into sort of complete lockdown in the middle of the month. And we can't, you know, people can't go out unless they have a slip from the government allowing them to go to the supermarket, to the drugstore, to the doctor. They wanted to keep people at home so they could do things like send out mobile testing units and test as many people as they could. They also used the time to increase the number of ICU beds and to add equipment. The other thing that the government did that it was pretty remarkable for a Greek government is they stood up to the Greek Orthodox Church. You know, the church did not want to shut down services in the run-up to Easter because Easter is the most important holiday in Greece. And they actually are prosecuting a priest next month who did hold an illegal service during this time. So the Greeks are trying to buy time so they can prepare themselves for what's next.
And by the way, unlike the Easter that was celebrated in many parts of the world last weekend, the Greek Easter is coming up this Sunday. Joanna, are people listening to the government? Are they following these orders?
You know, yeah, they have been. They've been taking this very seriously and following the rules, you know, religiously, even though they can't go to church. The church is very powerful here, but, you know, ultimately Greeks trust doctors and scientists over priests. And the prime minister has handed over the communication about COVID-19 to scientists like the Harvard-trained infectious diseases doctor, whose name is Sotiris Tsiodras. He's really good at explaining the dangers of this disease to Greeks. He's got a briefing every day, and Greeks, like, watch it every night like, you know, it's the most important show ever. People are following the rules.
Joanna, tourism is a huge part of the Greek economy. We're coming up on the summer season. Do the people on the islands in Greece expect there to be any tourists this year?
No, and they are obviously very upset. 20% of Greece's GDP comes from tourism revenue, and you know everything is shut down here. There are only a few hotels operating, no tour buses, no ferries, you know, nothing of the kind that is usually starting up about this time of year. So the government is looking at rescue packages right now, how to help various hoteliers and restaurant owners and people who profit from tourism. But the concern is, you know, the International Monetary Fund predicts that the Greek economy is going to take a huge hit because of the coronavirus pandemic, and is the economy is expected to shrink by 10%. That's just horrible news for a country that just got out of, you know, this incredibly difficult, long economic depression in which people suffered hugely, and so many
right.
Unemployment was at one point up to 27%.
That is NPR's Joanna Kakissis joining us from Athens, Greece. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome, Jeremy.